Well, it does seem now that the executions of the death row prisoners, the two Australians, Andrew Chan and Myuran Sukumaran, are imminent. This is despite the fact that lawyers for these two men are still trying to stop the sentence from being carried out. Indonesian authorities have announced the pair will be moved this week to the island of Nusa Kambangan, where they will face a firing squad, most likely this weekend. Australian diplomats have now been briefed about the logistics of the executions and how the families will be given final access. John McCarthy is a former Indonesian ambassador who joins us from Melbourne this morning. John McCarthy, welcome back to Breakfast.
Oh, pleasure, friend.
John, are there any diplomatic avenues that you can think of left to try and save these two lives?
No, look, I think we have really tried everything possible, and a lot more than has actually been visible has been going on. And the government and the opposition have made their views very, very clear. I think we really have made an effort, and I don't know that there's much more that can be done.
We were speaking with the Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, on the program yesterday. She told us she's been advised against travelling herself to Indonesia, that would be counterproductive. Why would that be so? How would the Indonesian government view a visit like that from the Foreign Minister at this moment?
Well, I think they would probably just see it as again, putting them in a spot. They wouldn't. They would see it as a visible indication of pressure, and they simply wouldn't respond favorably. I mean, one of the difficulties of putting a great deal of pressure on a country in a visible way is that, were they ever to change their mind, they would be seen domestically as doing it as a result of foreign pressure, and that really needs to be avoided. So the less rhetoric, the better, but the more really industrious efforts to try and get something done also would be the better.
Well, why are you surprised, as a former ambassador to Indonesia, are you surprised at the tough line, the intransigence here being taken by the president?
Yes, I am, because historically there has been a tradition of mercy, if you like, in Indonesia. The very, very tough line in indicating that all those on death row guilty of drug offences will be executed is unusual. And the problem about it is that once that process begins, it really becomes very, very difficult to retreat from it politically. And that, I think, is a situation which Jokowi finds himself in now.
Do you think President Jokowi is in this position in part because he's new to this job, and this is one of the first tests? I mean, he's having trouble in the polls, but his position is secure for quite a while. If we'd had the last president, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, do you think we'd be in a different situation now?
I think we could be. I think it's a pity that, you know, SBY did not exercise the prerogative of mercy in a number of cases when he was there, but he certainly didn't want to proceed with executions, and he did pardon a number, and he did give remission to a number over his presidency. I think one of the problems possibly with Jokowi, and I'm speculating here, is that he's essentially a grassroots politician who came to power very much in a domestic context. His experience is domestic. It tends to be municipal for the most part. I don't know that he's had a lot to do with, well, I know he hasn't had a lot to do with dealing with foreign governments with these international issues. And I think probably he made his undertakings against the death penalty too soon.
Do you think, I mean, you said there's not many avenues left, and you also said that domestically a high-profile intervention, if it was seen the government was folding to pressure from the Australian government or any other government, that wouldn't go down well domestically. But is there any mechanism or argument our government can make? We're starting to talk now about how these two men's lives are proof of the positive rehabilitation processes that can occur within the Indonesian prison sentence. And so putting it in a positive light that the president could use that he could see it as a platform to raise his standing on the international stage.
Look, I think that has been articulated, you know, for the last two or three weeks by different people rather well. It doesn't seem to have had an impact, and I think the real problem in this is that the process of execution has already begun. It began a month ago, and that makes it very, very difficult, I think, in the circumstances politically for Jokowi to change his position.
It's 23 to 9 on Breakfast. John McCarthy is a former Indonesian ambassador. Politically, how should Australia respond if these two men are shot dead by the state?
Look, most of the gestures that have been mooted publicly, I don't think will have very much effect. Frankly,
withdrawing the ambassador, that's one option.
Withdrawing an ambassador, you know, we don't do that.
Why not?
It cuts your communication with the government, reduces your communication with the government in question. We've never done it. It is a gesture. It shows disapproval. But in the end, it doesn't help either side. That we've never done it. That's always been our view, and I think it remains our view. Another suggestion is that we cut down our aid program. That really doesn't assist. It tends to impact on those people who are poorest in the society in question. I think really what really has to be conveyed to the Indonesians is that as a country which is really making progress, which has got deep respect globally, this sort of act is going to detract from that respect. It's got to be said privately. It doesn't have to be said, shouldn't be said publicly. Bear in mind, this is not just an Australian issue. There are a very large number of countries that are in the same position as we are, Brazil and Holland being two. But there are more coming down the line. There are more cases coming down the line which will involve other countries.
That's true, but Australia can lead on this debate about capital punishment in the broader theatre, if you like. But there's a lot of Australians who would want the government to make some clear statement if these two men are killed, are executed. And the Prime Minister has indicated there will be repercussions.
Well, I think there'll have to be a very clear statement, but I think if there are to be repercussions, they have to be the actions we take have to be effective. Now, it may well be that one approach is to see what can be done in terms of capital punishment generally, not just in relation to Indonesia. You know, this is not just an Indonesian issue. It happens to be a very visible Indonesian right now. That may be one step. But the problem is, you know, dealing with other countries is essentially a process of trying to defend your interests with those countries. It is a question of being able to communicate. It's a question of what you might be able to do for future cases of Australians who are in difficulties in Indonesia. All those things have to be taken into account. And an overreaction, particularly an overreaction, which suggests that the manner in which another country conducts its business is in some way uncivilized, is not the way to go. We have to be very, very careful about that.
John McCarthy, thank you very much for joining us.
You're most welcome, Fran. Thank
John you. McCarthy is a former ambassador to Indonesia and other places. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 20 minutes to 9.